What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, Hour 4, GBAG Nation on 105.3. The Fan. Is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching the buzz. That's right, it's what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. Imagine a lot of people are thinking about the Cowboys, what last night's defeat means for them. We'll have Eric Nadell coming up in the expressway here in about 20 minutes. Let's get to your phone calls after we go around the broadcast positions and talk about what we are drinking and thinking. For me, it's a 20-ounce Diet Coke. I've been cutting back on them, but with the road game today, wanted to tap into it, especially late night last night. But I'm thinking, Cowboys, go do this. You know, Dak is good. The defense is making improvements. I think you're three or four players away from really having a team that could go contend. For me, it really starts with the running game, and Dak showed last night in the fourth quarter, even when all the chips are down against your rival, he's still not going to go out there and run. I think he's athletic as he was last year, like great job coming back from the avulsion fracture, but you need a dominant running game and just a little bit more help in the run defense. And I think you could at least win this division. So I'm excited. I'm optimistic. Probably not going to happen. So I'm just thinking, man, I can't wait to see what Shoddy has cooked up here in the next couple of years for the Cowboys. But Overall, I'm trending up. Like yesterday, I was just like, okay, whatever. And a probably continuation of what we saw last year. But last night proved to me Shoddy's not only got the style, he's got substance. And excited about what he and Eberflus were able to put together. That's what I'm drinking and thinking. Brian, how about you?
Currently drinking some water here. But I was just kind of sitting there thinking about my comments about the offense going away.
Yeah.
And I feel like that going back and just kind of during the breaks and looking at plays and stuff like that, I thought there was some I thought they showed the creativity of Lambie in the backfield and then him using him out and trying to get him in a route and then having a completion and able to get a first down of that. I thought the screens were poorly called. When you're asking guys like with Tolbert having to block on the outside, I thought those were some negative plays. The drops were surely a problem. You didn't give him any help. The interception that he almost threw was there's really no creativity in that play as far as trying to get guys open. Dak was trying to force the ball there at the end. I just think what I'm trying to say to everybody is that, to me, with the motion, the one guy that was always in motion is Tolbert. Find ways to get Pickens more involved. Find ways to get Lamb, move him around a little more. Just don't make it about Turpin being the move guy. Make others get others involved in that game. I felt like that's what they did early in the game. Later in the game, I didn't think that's as much. I just went back and checked myself on that. And like I say, I thought the screen plays were negative plays. The fact that Dak on the almost the interception that he threw was a play where he didn't have really any good options there. And I just felt like that, to me, they were better early than they were late.
I don't know the last time the Cowboys had a good screen game. It's frustrating. Hopefully last night was just an appetizer, and the full meal of motion in this scheme is, you know, going
to
be unveiled.
I would have tried to create opportunities for Pickens in this game. You know, I wouldn't have just put it all in Lamb's hands, even though Lamb is one of your best players. You put it in Ferguson's hands as well. I would have tried to get others involved in this game. That's where I felt like the offense didn't do enough to finish that football game.
Well, Chuck, what are you drinking and thinking?
I've just been polishing off some water. I'm going to go home and probably have the rest of this Buffalo Trace that I've been saving.
Good bottle.
Going to be a hell of a weekend of football. I can't wait for it. But what I'm thinking of is just, you know, don't question me when it comes to ball knowing. All right? I told you this team's going to win the damn division.
Oh.
I told you they weren't going to get blown out by the Eagles. You all want to just, yeah. Shut up. Listen. I might know something. You too, Brian. You pipe down over there.
Chief? Can you follow that up?
Probably not, but I'm drinking water, and I'm thinking, one, the Tush Push is an illegal play when they line up offsides.
Right.
Lining up offsides
is
horse ass. Bleep the dude wipes.
Screw that.
And I'm trying to think, can we get a Dak Tua 2.0 at AT&T Stadium next week? Get Dexter Lawrence the hell off the field.
Ooh, I like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Would be good.
Might be Dak's go-to in
the
pregame.
Tua.
Into the Pimp Cup we go, L.A., drinking and thinking.
Oh, yeah, man. What am I drinking? I'm drinking Americano. I got it from McDonald's. I did not know they had Americanos on the menu, but they do have that, and I was surprised. I used to get my Americanos from Starbucks. I like them iced.
Okay.
You can't get them iced at McDonald's for some reason. They don't like putting ice in there. But, yeah, I got that. Five shots of espresso in it.
Ooh.
Oh, zooming.
Five shots. My man.
Grooving, baby. Some sugar-free vanilla in that joint. So I'm grooving. And I'm thinking, who was asking for Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather? Who was asking for that?
Is that real?
Nobody.
Nobody was asking for that, bro. We seen Mike Tyson's last fight, bro.
Weird money grab. It's an exhibition.
It's a heist. It's a troll out for an app, for another boxing app that nobody can afford because we're already paying for four of them out here, in a sense.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
All righty, let's hit these phone calls at 877-881-1053. Who's up first, Lucius?
DJ Rocket in Dallas. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, long-time caller. I mean, sorry. first-time caller. I'm drinking some water. Just going to be really quick here. What's up with the Cowboys and these route combinations where there's like two receivers in the same area? I don't know if y'all remember a few years ago in the Packers game where there was two receivers in the area and Dak almost threw an interception. And then yesterday, you know, the whole Tolbert and CeeDee Lamb fiasco. What's up with those route combinations? Like, why are there always receivers in the area?
Yeah, somebody's wrong.
Tolbert doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I think it might be Tolbert because of the way that the routes were run.
It's weird.
It was very strange.
And so it's a misread on what the defense is doing and your responsibility?
I thought, too, on the crossing route that Lamb dropped, or the deep cross route, I thought maybe that Turpin was wrong carrying guys in the
right
routes,
there,
too.
Yeah.
So they had some problems with those in that game, and you'd like to believe that it probably wasn't on Lamb there, that maybe that Tolbert or Turpin were the guys there as well.
Who's next, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Polo and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Friday. I'm drinking some Dayquil and NyQuil because me and my entire family is sick right now, so I'm getting up on that fermenters thing, thinking I'm from H-Town. What I want to talk about is 88. Now, what's 8 minus 8? 0. I mean, you played like a zero and not a hero last night, Lamb. Don't get me wrong, that one doesn't catch, you know, that's pretty much, you know, hard to do. But you walk around with these braids in your head, and you got these little platinum teeth in your mouth thinking you just cute and all that. You is not all that, dude. I've been saying it for the longest. I take one Dez Bryant over 20 doggone Lambs. Everybody talk about Lamb, our best player. No, he is not, man. Lamb is just garbage, and he's a pretty boy. That's all he is. He got as much game as Broadus got on the top of his on top of his head. Now I love y'all. Now Broadus, I'm still kind of mad at you because I went through some racism you last week. But it's all good, man. Y'all at the Rangers game. Let's go Rangers. Y'all need to come on, step on with it. And man, look,
Joe Rangers.
I love y'all. Bye.
There he goes, Polo and Garland. Have a great weekend. Hope you and your family start to feel better.
Yeah, man.
Lamb's better than Dez, isn't he? I think he's coming up on like third in 100-yard games. He already zoomed past Dez.
Yeah, he
no,
is.
And I love Dez.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dez was more limited, though. Dez could get taken out of a game plan.
He could. He absolutely could.
And that's with all due respect to Dez. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Yeah. Walton Waco. Shout out to Polo. Polo, you got to lower your expectations, my guy. You got to lower your expectations. Walton Waco, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking that ice-cold Natty Light, baller on a budget. And I'm thinking after last night, all NFL games need to be played indoors. And I'm also thinking that I binged America's Team leading up to the Cowboys game and finished it, and it got me all in my feels. I'm a Cowboys fan because I got to experience all of that, but I was also a Cowboys fan because my family was. Fortunately, though, man, in my middle school and high school years, that was everything in that documentary that we watched. I got two boys, 120, 121. And, man, they're Cowboys fans. They watch it with me, and they love the Cowboys, but they watch it because of me. I don't want them to only watch the Cowboys because of me. I want Jerry to nail it with these draft picks. I want us to do great this year, but if we're not going to do great, let's just do terrible. Because in the next 3 years, man, we got to get this thing done. There's too many young people that did not get to experience what we did. And Broadus got to experience all of it. So that's all I'm going to say, man. We need Jerry to come through on this one.
Thank you, here. Walton Waco.
Yeah, love the call, Walt.
I guess it would have to start with a loss against the Giants. Do you guys feel like the Giants are improved enough? I know they're believing.
I think they're improved. Their defense is pretty good, but the Cowboys aren't losing to the Giants.
I don't think so either. Who's next, Lucius?
Let's go to my man Harrison in Mesquite. Harrison, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Drinking on a little water, man. Thinking about the Cowboys, man. I'm thinking I like the blueprint from the coach. I'm liking the strategy used on the offensive side of the ball. Defense needs to catch up with the offense. I think they use Pickens as a decoy for Lamb. If we didn't have Pickens in that game, Lamb wouldn't have had any catches like he did. He wouldn't have had near as many catches. It'd have been perfect on the other
routes.
Side.
He sure didn't run routes like he was a decoy.
Well, he did, because that's why Lamb was open. If we go back and look at last year when they had Tolbert as the second wide, we had problems. They wasn't getting open. Yeah, a lot of games. So Pickens going to be used as a decoy. Let that happen. He's going to get his time to be served. Okay? Now, the linebacker play, I didn't like Sanburn and Clark play. I did not like it. I watched film with you. And I play football with Tony Bracken. I watch film with you, and you ought to know who Tony Bracken is. You're a Longhorn fan. I ain't talking about no bitch one. I'm talking about starters. I watch film with you. But I didn't like that linebacker play. It's been weak for a long time on the team. Your linebacker's supposed to come up. They defensive line achieve a lot last night by closing the gaps. But I did not like the linebacker play. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Harrison. Take care. Harrison Mesquite opens a line at 877-881-1053. Yeah, the linebacker might be the first spot I'm looking to make a trade if we're serious about contending this year. I don't know. Last time. I mean, Eric Kendricks was pretty dang good last year. Maybe it just wasn't a scheme fit, but probably should have held off on the trade for Kenneth Murray and gave Kendricks that $7 million. He was one of your better run defenders last year.
He was one of your better.
He's
still
a free agent.
I mean, Sanborn's just a try hard, and I don't know who you take off the field more. Is it Murray? Is it Sanborn? Who are your starting linebackers? I don't know if Damone Clark and Leofau would be much better. This is a personnel issue there at linebacker.
Yeah.
And you know, it's frustrating to watch. Okay, who's next, Lucius?
The Teflon Don Donald Trump is on the phone. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Good morning, America. Good morning, G-Bag Nation. Afternoon, I mean. Sorry, I've had one too many Dos Equis. The only import I will give a tariff exception to. And what I'm thinking is, oh, Shoddy, that's my boy, got us off to a good start. Even Dookie Dak played pretty well. Pretty good game. Defense could have been better, but could have been worse. Now that we have Baby Micah, Crybaby Micah, I called him. He's such a loser. And I want to give a shout out to all the teachers out there raising our next great Americans. And that's all I've got to say. I've got a country to run, guys.
There it goes. DT, thank you for taking time out of your day to lob into what you're drinking and what you're thinking. And that opens the line as well. Lucius, who's next?
Yeah. Let's see where I want to go here. Let's go to Colton in Dallas. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Colton?
Hey, man, I'm drinking a Topo Chico at work right now. Just kind of chilling. Hope my boss ain't listening because I ain't chilling. But anyway, I'm thinking I got a podcast, man, and I talk about it every week. I'm 26 years old, never seen a Super Bowl, never seen, you know, an NFC Championship game. But I will say this. I'm a big fan of Jerry Jones. I think he does the most unpopular thing to do, and I think it's smart. I think he let Dez walk and cut him, and Dez wasn't nothing without Dallas. He let DeMarco Murray go. I think the biggest regret for him was not getting Tyron Smith and Zach Martin a Super Bowl, you know, not getting D-Ware that Super Bowl. But he does move on from players that most teams won't, and they'll overpay and do all this stuff. And I will say this, I do think that Jerry should take the two first-round picks, and I think he should move him for another playmaker on the offense, or even just go get a linebacker. But I think, you know, running back could be a play. Javonte Williams, I don't think he's got a lot. I know that Carter's not there and whatever, but I do think Breece Hall could be a good play for Dallas. But I do think, like Brian did say earlier, linebackers should be their number one priority in the draft next year. Or if not, you take those two picks and you're trading for a guy like Roquan Smith or somebody who's going to come in and make an effective immediately.
Thank you, Colton in Dallas. An alternate view. Big fan of what Jerry Jones been up to.
What did he open up his call with? Hasn't ever seen a championship game?
Yeah.
It's a weird take.
Yeah, he is 26 years old. Lucius, who's next?
Let's go to Michael and Allen. Michael, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
I just finished a shot of 1800 and ripped one and then chasing it down with a Miller Lite.
Yes, sir. Getting Friday started.
But you know, I'm not against what Colton said. I think Jerry Jones, I mean, we're giving him a hard time for this Micah trade, but I really think he pulled a fast one on the Green Bay Packers, and hopefully, you know, we will be able to capitalize on those draft picks that we got. But I'm thinking, man, this is the best time of the year right now. Football started on all levels. You got hockey and basketball right around the corner, finishing baseball. I mean, who doesn't want to be a sports fan right now?
Fantastic.
And to be honest with you, the Cowboys are going to go at least 11-6. I was thinking 6-11, but we're going to switch it around. I was very surprised what they did last night. Keep up the good work, boys. Love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I think double-digit wins are in play. In play. What do you think, Lucius? Couple more?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim been waiting patiently for a track to explode on. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Jim?
Well, I'm about to head out, so I'm not drinking anything. I'll probably drink a little bit later. Broadus, I was reading something this week. That fella commented on your hair earlier. I was reading about a new drug that they're testing that made it through phase two trials, and It literally wakes up dormant hair follicles, which is what we got.
Yeah,
And it'll give you hair. So they're heading into clinical trials on that. So in case you do, I mean, you may like your head. I mean, you're a fine-looking fella, I guess, and you might like it, but I'm just going to tell you that's out there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
A few years away. I talked to you last night, fellas, I was very positive. I did go back and watch the game. There's some things. Man, I don't understand why Schoonmaker's still on this team. By the way, Kevontae Turpin was wide open in the middle of the field on that play. I don't know if Dak could see him. He is kind of small. But, look, I think the team's going to be all right. They honestly, I kind of thought this had blowout written on it, potentially. Although a listener brought us, you know, during the week, and he talked a bunch of smart logic and as to why this team. And brought us, listen, if they just taken that ball down the field, you'd have nailed it on the points.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, I'm kind of positive. We'll see what they got. I did like the play calling. You're all right, Brian. He did get a little bit more conservative at the end. Got to get Pickens involved. Got to get we'll see. We'll see. Listen. I'll let others get on here. Appreciate the joy this week, and we'll talk at you soon. All right.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend. And go Cowboys, go Rangers. We are about an hour and 11 minutes from the pregame show as the Rangers are going to host the Astros. I think that's a good note to end on there from Big Jim. What do you think?
Yeah, let me get one more. David in Dallas. David in Dallas. Come on, sir.
David.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Gentlemen. Hey, yeah. I hope I can get away with a technicality because in a few minutes I will be drinking some Bombay-infused dirty martinis with a Stella Chase and I diligently in hot. Believe me. Now, what I'm thinking is this. I think Jerry did Mike as messed up as that trade was. I think he did him a solid by sending him to a contender and letting him play with his other boy, Jordan Love. That's my opinion. Now, my other thought real quick is, I don't know when you grew up, but I've seen David whoop Goliath on a many of occasion on the street. And if Jalen Carter did that to somebody, to a grown man out there, he'd have got the brakes beat off of him. That was sick. He should be suspended and everything else. They played a good game. I look for them to score a couple of 30 and maybe even a 40 burger. I love what Shotty has brought as far as the attitude to the team. And I look for them to come with at least 11 wins this season after this is all over. Appreciate you, fellas.
There he goes. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Okay, we have Eric Nadell on the other side. We have the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. live for you as well. Rangers pregame coming up 6:30 here on 105.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Three the Fan. All right, welcome back. It's time to chat with Eric Nadell here with you on The Fan. Rangers and Astros pregame coming up in just over an hour now. The Expressway brought to you by the On-Time Experts and Eric Nadell Show brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well. Wondering, you know, when we're going to see Adolis Garcia next, as the news today is going on the 10-day shelf. What are all the moving parts there, you think?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see him anytime soon. I mean, a grade 2 quadriceps strain, I can't imagine he's going to come back, you know, any less time than 2 weeks. You know, who knows? I've been wrong before. And, of course, I'm not a doctor. But I think that he's out for a while.
Now, how about, can you imagine a world where the Rangers go still sweep the Astros or take 2 of 3, take 5 of the next 6 against Houston? Like, what are your expectations for the Silver Boot as it reignites here tonight?
You know, Gavin, this season has been so bizarre, you know, starting with the fact that the whole season we've lived in bizarro world where the Rangers have the best pitching in the major leagues and haven't been able to score runs. So I don't rule out anything anymore. It's like the improbable seems to be what happens more often than not this year. So, you know, I'm ready to just let these guys play, let Michael Hellman and Cody Freeman let it rip and see what happens.
How are you treating Alvarez? Are we getting close to having to look at him from a Rangers perspective like the entire league did with Barry Bonds, where you could walk runners into scoring position just to avoid him?
I would, yeah. You know, the Astros don't have all the guys who scare you anymore that they used to, so I would be extremely, extremely careful with him. You know, we just saw what Ketel Marte could do to the Rangers. you know, completely destroying the Rangers in three of the six games that the Rangers played against the Diamondbacks. So I would, I have no objection at all to walking Alvarez at any time, any situation.
Do you think there's been some new life injected by these young guys, Hellman, Freeman, and, of course, Alejandro Osuna?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, it's a different-looking team. They don't have the stable stars that they had for so long. It's a bunch of guys trying to prove themselves and a bunch of guys with a lot of energy. The whole team's taken on a different character, I think. And I do think it's infused some energy into it. I don't think there's any question about it.
How about these pitching matchups, getting Kelly, DeGrom, and then Corbin? You got to think that lines up pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, right now you're confident in all these guys against anybody. Now, the DeGrom-Hunter Brown matchup, that's one for the ages. You know, you've got the number two guy in the league in ERA against the number four guy in the league in ERA. You know, you've got a longtime star against the guy who's just kind of broken through this year into stardom. You know, that's the game that really has me excited. But, you know, with the pitching matchups, looking at them on paper, you think you've got a chance to win all three of these games. And at this point, you probably need to win all three of these games. Yeah, I know you play them again, but you play them again in Houston. So you've got to win these. And I figure to go 15-6 the rest of the way, which is what they probably need to do to have a chance to win the wild card, you know, it needs to start with sweeping these three.
Hey, Erica, Hall of Famer, longtime baseball guy, and I know this isn't, you're not your team with Houston, but is what you saw with Valdez and Salazar the other day, what were your thoughts when you saw that whole thing about the catcher, pitcher getting crossed up, getting upset? What were your thoughts when you saw that?
Well, at first I thought this can't possibly be deliberate. But then as I talked to people, you know, around baseball, I know Dallas Braden has been very outspoken on this, and Braden is, you know, he's a former pitcher and a guy whose opinion I respect as much as anybody's. He is certain it was intentional. I've talked to some people who cover the Astros. They're certain it was intentional. So, you know, I'm going to go with them. You know, I don't know for sure, but if you had me to take a guess, I would guess it was intentional.
Was that something have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, it's unbelievable. It's unfathomable.
Okay.
And it just speaks to the kind of guy that Valdez is, that people would even suggest it was intentional.
What you drinking and what you thinking on this fine Friday evening, sir?
I've been drinking Diet Mountain Dew, trying to keep the energy up all day. So I've turned to the last resort. Now that they don't make Jolt Cola anymore, I've turned to Diet Mountain Dew.
All right, buddy. Well, you have
thinking, again, I'm thinking we got to sweep this series.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Got to win all three.
I will drink to that. You have yourself a fine weekend, Eric, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
There he goes, Eric Nedell with you, Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers. The Eagles did sign veteran edge Za'Darius Smith, a one-year deal with Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero reporting that. I'm looking for the Cowboys to return serve here and do something to improve this roster, because last night was encouraging. We're live at the Globe, pregame now under an hour away. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag today.
Here we go on a Friday. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. It's presented by Berkey's Plumbing, AC, and Electrical. My name is L.A., Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up this weekend at Lucky Lucius P if you see something we should be playing out here. You hear what I'm saying? Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. I believe this is day three for this audio. It wasn't supposed to win, but here it is, day number three. Trap House Sports, disgruntled Cowboys fan. He has a Jerry Jones diss track. He didn't like that Michael Parsons trade. Trapaholics makes this.
Man, Dallas Cowboys, they ain't hitting on they, man. Jerry Jones, man, he about old as a bitch. Been a fan for 20 years, now I'm about to make a switch. Man, how the we lose Micah, bro, that don't make no sense.
Say, why the f***?
I'll trade that man to the Packers. What's the reason? To the same team that knocked us out the playoffs every season. To the same team that used to give us hell with our range. Now they got DDG at QB and he's still giving us problems. So I'm like, it's time to solve him. Hand me the switch, I'm headed to Dallas. My CTE just awakened. It's time to show Jerry Jones my man.
Say, why the f*** did we trade Mike for a trade that wouldn't even happen on Madden?
So they like Trap House, you gotta chill. You getting strange, it's getting outlandish.
So they like Trap House, you gotta chill. The CIA gon' put you on the list.
I'm like, too late, won't stop till I show Jerry Jones my
on fire.
My fists.
Yeah, I wonder how Trap House is feeling today after last night's game.
Yeah, you think he's feeling kind of positive?
Got to get that Kenny Clark anthem going.
I mean, if you're listening to the TV call last night, they couldn't stop talking about what would happen if Micah was still around.
Yeah.
Everything was blamed on the trade.
Yeah. All right, let's see what I got here. It's been a while, so I got to get some of these out the way that I've been sitting on. Rangers played the Athletics this past weekend.
Yeah.
And they were flashing to people in the crowd.
Oh, jeez.
And this dude just grabbed like a handful of his old ladies. Yeah. McGuffey's. He just
the McGuffey's.
Yeah. He just rubbed his hand across them joints, you know, get the heels in the mountains and the valleys.
Uh-huh. That was Everest.
Yeah. And they handle it like G's on the broadcast.
For the folks at home, I on behalf of Chris Carey, I will apologize. You are a handful, Chris, let me tell you.
Straight layout.
Not a good joke?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a layout for a boob joke, bro.
Man, that was quality work.
Fly ball center.
Still laughing.
Yeah. Had to turn his mic off.
In the inning. Ace down by a few. I'm trying to grab a couple back.
Trying to grab a couple back. Come on, guys.
Well done. Oh,
well done, sir.
Nice work.
Man, I do like the idea of maybe a handful cam, you know?
Oh.
Those married couples out there that are down.
Handful
That's right.
cam?
Yeah.
Gotta, give them a good know, shake.
You got to hold up your marriage license to prove it.
Yeah.
Consensual.
Yeah.
Probably could get ugly, but sounds fun.
I give him a good shake like a pit bull. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Maybe that's a minor league style promotion.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the RJ and Choppy show. Remember that CEO that snatched a hat from that kid at the Open?
Yeah.
Bleep hole of the week?
Yeah. Sean Sharif was talking about it. Listen to this.
But he basically said, tough kid.
Tough.
You know, if you were faster, you'd have it. That's what he said.
Yeah. You know, like usually you would think like a billionaire or a millionaire is like, they don't need that. They don't need these little things to.
There's no way you could get me at a baseball game. And unless it's the Corey Seager home run in the World Series or the Aaron Judge home run ball that I'm immediately selling for money.
Selling.
You cannot give me a baseball. You could have three straight baseballs hit to me in the stands. I have no desire to take that baseball home. That's just me. I'd much rather get a picture with an athlete. I'm taking every single ball and tossing it to every single kid around.
Yeah.
This hard on this
desire.
Good description for the guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's hard on, huh?
Sounds like Sean's a baseball magnet, though. He's just going to games and snatching balls and handing them out to kids left and right.
No, he's tired.
Now, that clip was a little bit too long, but I kept that part because RJ Choppy was getting ready to get into his point, and Sean just stepped all over it and went into his. Bro,
I'll
listen.
Take this.
Yeah.
This is my show, Choppy.
But he basically said, tough kid.
Tough.
You know, if you were faster, you'd have it. That's what he said.
Yeah. You know, like usually you would think like a billionaire or a millionaire is like, they don't need that. They don't need these little things to.
I can't be in a base. There's no way.
Let me retake the wheel. Yeah. Here. Hold on. And another thing.
I can't. Jeez. All right, let's see what else we got for you boys. Hey. This isn't one.
Billionaires are used to saying screw the little people at every turn. Sorry. Just final thought.
Probably why they're billionaires.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I do this for my job.
Yeah.
People.
Hey, was that post from that guy real when he said, like, hey, tough luck, kid. You got to be quick. This is life.
I think it was real.
God. Oh, man. Yeah. Read the room, bro. This is not one, but what is Broadus talking about here? Football is getting weird.
I don't know what Murray was thinking. I don't know what Murray was seeing. You know, he just stayed stationary and let the, you know, let the men come right into him. Didn't flow, didn't move, didn't.
Yeah.
You got to have more awareness than that.
Got to have a lot more awareness.
See it.
Keep your head on a swivel, boys.
Got to move. Can't stay stationary.
Like he's quicksand.
He didn't move. He just sat there.
He sat there.
We call those pillow princesses, by the way.
Oh, boy.
That man's a pillow princess. Went Give me some rhythm divorce. Back, girl.
Never know what you're going to find when you're watching that All-22, huh, Brian?
Never. Never know.
All the nooks and trannies.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Sure, I guess so.
Is it our champ, Trap House Sports, looking for three? Is it Rangers and A's? Had a little bit of a hooter honk there. Dude is probably 6 or 7 beers in.
Yeah.
some gals would be proud of that.
She was.
Yeah,
she was smiling. She was like, look at these puppies.
That's right. Yeah.
Husband still can't keep his hands off.
Yeah, look at
Is it Sean Sharif on the hat smash?
Natural.
Or is it brought us on what was Murray seeing? Wow, this is a tough vote. I'm going to go with Rangers and A's, though, in the layout of the century. How about you, Chief?
Samesies.
It's 2-0, Lucius.
The RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of these fools was Chop?
Well, Chop.
I love a good McGuffey joke.
Right.
So three McGuffeys?
Three McGuffeys.
I vote for myself.
By a score of 3-1-1. I like your style, Brian.
Thank you.
Our new G-Bag of the Day champion is the play-by-play call of Rangers A's over the weekend. Get that handful cam up, Rangers fans. There's still time.
Handful cam.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do that during Pride Month.
Oh, get real interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Shooting back, baby.
Time now to stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
All right, man. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick Jones.
It'll make you dance on everything. Everybody get high.
Them receivers make them plays tonight. They'll walk out this game with a W, but they didn't. Besides, we walked out with a loss, and I'm putting this loss on C. Damn, all that looking at your motherfucking hand. It's you. Ain't your hand. It's you. It's focus. You see the ball coming. There's Brian Wugakow. Michael Playmaker Irvin Wugakow. Yeah, Alvin Harper Wugakow. You can't come back with another drop in this game, fam. You got to go on a stretch of games where there's no drops. Real talk, you know I ain't lying. Like, you got to go like 9-10 games in a row. No drops. I'm talking about catching everything. Even STD, you better catch something. I'm talking about CeeDee Lamb. You better not drop. You better start catching STDs. Them boys in Dallas not playing this. Them boys in South Dallas right now. with the real sags. Boys ain't happy right now. Dallas, fam.
They ain't happy right now. He said it's you, CD. CD was looking at his hands like, you fail me. Fail me, you let me down. Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, September 5th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Every week of 2025 has been wild, fam. Can y'all name some wild things that have happened this week?
Oh, this week.
This week.
Dak Prescott looked incredible, man.
That's wild to you. Dak Prescott looked like a good quarterback. That blew my mind. That's what that man just said.
He had a running game. I mean, they came out in the second half and managed to figure out how to stop the run. There were several surprises.
The Cowboys weren't the most undisciplined team on the field last
night. How about that?
Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott.
That is wild. That is 100% wild. Wow, that was crazy, man. I love that. I love that that happened, too, because now we're talking about spit 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
On the radios and TVs and whatnot. Name something else that wild happened this week. Something else. Come on.
What else went down?
Nothing.
Son of a gun.
All right. The legendary fashion designer Giorgio Armani transitioned this week at the age of 91.
Oh, Giorgio.
Yep. Spray some of that Acqua di Giorgio or... some of that you in the air from Armani. Spray that in the air for Mr. Armani. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice run.
Hell great of a run, 91.
Yeah, nice run.
So good that I thought he was already gone. I thought he was already in the breast of Abraham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas has banned the sale and manufacture and distribution of lab-grown meat. That happened this week.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one, too.
That's good stuff right there. Get that out of here.
We don't need lab-grown meat.
Get the what is that, the glued together meat?
Oh, that's horrible.
Get that out of here, too.
Glued together
nightmares.
Meat?
Yeah, get that out of here.
Whenever I'm at a grocery store, I'm examining those steaks for any sign of it.
Yeah, I don't like that. Ban that, too, Texas. Dan Patrick tried to ban hemp in Texas, and that failed. Shout out to Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Go have several seats, sir.
Yeah, and a couch.
Yeah.
Sit down there, relax, get you good indica.
Please,
you
sir.
Chill, bro.
Good indica. Now, get that man the strongest of sativas. I want to see him go crazy.
Hey, Lucius, did you see when our guy, everybody in China got together, and they took the DNA off that guy's seat?
What?
I
did not see that. Why are they doing that?
Who's the guy that Trump's always arguing with from North Korea?
Kim
Jong-un?
Yeah.
Rocket Boy?
Yeah, Rocket Boy.
Yeah.
Rocket Boy, like, he's sitting in his seat, and he gets up, and a staff comes in, and they wipe the seat down and take the glass. I've never seen this before, when they all get together and meet. Like, they literally took the glass he touched and drank.
Oh, so he couldn't.
So he couldn't take this DNA, and they came
They're
in.
They're on top of it,
His
dude.
Staff came in and wiped the seat completely down. I've never seen this when, like, they get together, G7 and all those, you know, all those leaders get together.
Wow.
They went there and took all his DNA off anything that he touched.
Good for them. Good for them. You got some people that got his back out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for him. Somebody on the fan text said, Young Thug audio. Yeah. Young Thug was talking a lot in jail. Boy, he was doing a lot of talking and looking crazy down there in Atlanta. Some more wild-ass things that happened this week. The Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein, is that it? Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Survivors held a press conference on Capitol Hill this week.
They're going to name names.
Brothers, you seen that, bro.
They're going to name names.
Name them.
Yeah, they are calling for the Department of Justice to release all of the files, none of that redacted stuff in this investigation, the Epstein investigation. Yeah, the survivors here, they're going to make their own list out here, bro. Mm-hmm.
And are they still alive? How many are still alive?
Yeah, several.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
3 days ago? Okay.
Yeah, quite a few of them.
I would be terrified to get out there with that, seeing how everything's been done.
I wish they wouldn't have said that they were going to make their own list without already having it and just busting it out that day. Because now you make yourself a target.
Yeah.
Because who's on supposed to be on this list? They said Prince Andrew's name so many damn times. Prince Andrews, you better run, girl.
Oh, yeah.
They coming for you. Yeah. They coming for you.
His family has already taken him and put him on ice.
Yeah, you
bet. Like, he's not part of anything they're doing. They know this about
you, pervert.
Back. Yeah, they went. Who else are they assuming that's on the list? Didn't they say before that Bill Clinton took some flights out there?
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bad week to be a Bill.
You better run, girl. Who else is on that darn list, man? That is crazy. What else we have? Another wild-ass week.
Can I throw in Kawhi Leonard, that whole allegation?
Kawhi Leonard.
That was wild.
Man. That's wild, bro. Did Pablo Torre is the only one doing that, or did the NBA do an investigation and he found out that the NBA was doing an investigation? Which one is it?
I think that was the case. In 2019, Toronto kind of complained about how the negotiation went, and it put them on this path of looking into it, and I think Torre found out about that.
Okay. I was about to say.
Using a tipping point.
I thought that man was straight up snitch. I was like, wow, that's great. Raising his... Hold on, let me get the vibe right real quick. All right. Yep, another wild-ass week. Let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. Hey. Mind your speeds out here. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions. That's going to get you caught up out here. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out. Like world-famous Thotty, Miss Brittany Renner.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I know y'all seen that.
Yeah, that's ugly.
That,
back at him.
Yeah, that was nasty right there. That was really, really ugly. Baby moms to Dallas Maverick P.J. Washington. Sheesh, man. This is the same girl that Deion Sanders pulled up there to Colorado saying, hey, talk to my boys about thotties like you.
Yeah.
Oh! So I'm not going to tell PJ the obvious because he's already made that mistake.
Yep.
His PJ was thinking in that situation.
Okay. Sure was.
Sure was. Brittany Renner thought she was going to record PJ Washington and make him look bad during a custody exchange with their four-year-old son. It backfired. It made her look bad. She was recording the kid crying. I think her gripe was like, yo, PJ. Anyway, I'll just let you hear it real quick.
This is what we're not doing. So every time that he does this.
In front of the kid.
I know, it's so sad.
In front of the kid. This is, she says this is the third time this has happened because, wow, the dad is picking the kid up every weekend, sounds like, and you're complaining about it. Kids cry.
This is what we're not doing. So every time that he does this, I'm going to record this. That's not okay. This is the third time he's done it. He doesn't want to go with you. So actually show up and do something then with him. Because he does this every time. No, it's not. No, it's not. It ain't because anybody babies him.
3 weeks in a row.
I think that's her mom right there, right?
Yeah.
Starting to talk.
Hey, it's up with me. Just know that. It's up.
What'd you say?
I'd love to.
What'd you say?
I didn't stutter.
I didn't hear you say it again.
Suck my.
If you had one, maybe I would.
What the fuck are you looking
That's
at?
That's the mom.
Mom. Get your jazz out my driveway, ho.
Oh, wow.
All right, that's enough. Yeah, it got pretty nasty all in front of the kid. She's mad that the kid's got like $11,000 in his bank account. But his wife got $130,000. She's worried about the wrong things. Your kid got $11,000 in a bank account. More than most adults that work 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
It blew up in her face.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure she's used to that, by the way.
Probably.
Man, I'm just getting hip to this backstory. I didn't realize she was like 27 and he was significantly younger.
Yeah. They play that game, bro.
Yeah.
You got to watch these snipers out here. They good, player.
Yeah.
PJ, you thought it was you, bro? You thought you was going to, I'm going to conquer this. Those other guys are just dumb. I'm better than them. You thought that.
Yeah, you got to be strong enough to command the respect.
Crazy.
I know I can say the right things.
They didn't know what they were doing. I do. Sure, buddy. Here's a weekend warning, y'all.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes! LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I seen this Sunday morning. Grambling State plays Ohio State tomorrow.
Oh, the band.
In Ohio! That's probably going to be the best thing out of that game is the bands going back and forth.
The bands.
Don't leave before half.
The mercy rule, bro. The mercy rule may be in effect for that game. Shout out to Grambling. Darrell Music dropped a new Cowboy song.
Sweet.
Okay. Ooh. For the new season. Pretty sure he wanted a win before dropping this, but let's see.
Ready? The beginning of a new age. In a time where the Cowboys will rightfully regain and take their proper spot among kings.
How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? Get them live. Get them live.
Strong side.
Get them live. Get them live.
Strong side.
How about them Cowboys? Game day, we going full of pride and we gon' lead the same way. Been hungry for a chip, we about to gain weight. Hell yeah, we came to play. Hell yeah, we came to rep the star and put it in the
face.
Right. Fire.
Yeah, pretty good stuff right there. Pretty
that
good.
Works. I like that.
Pretty good. Shout out to Darrell Music out there. And anybody trying to go to the Cowboys fan cruise?
Ooh.
Cowboys fan cruise.
Well, Chuck is.
I do like a good cruise. This one sounds interesting.
Like baby number three.
Possibly. Get those espresso martinis flowing.
Yeah, you know how Woolchuck does. It's a pleasure cruise when Woolchuck is on it.
Damn right.
Yeah. It looks like this is the sixth Cowboy fan cruise. 5-day trip on a Carnival cruise ship. from April 18th to the 23rd of next year. Leaving from New Orleans to hitting up to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico. Tell you what, I took a cruise one time coming out of New Orleans. This is after the Saints won the Super Bowl. Oh, and wow. It felt like it was a Saints fan cruise.
Oh my God.
That DJ kept playing this Black and Gold Super Bowl. Black. And they never got tired of it, bro. Back to back. They never got tired of it. It was painless.
That sounds rough.
Painful.
Looking for a refund.
Let's see. The week is filled with private events, parties with unlimited drinks, exclusive pictures and autograph sessions, competitions and conversations with the players. Not to mention all the food you can eat for 24 hours a day. And the biggest draft party in New Orleans when that boat gets back. You'll see Cowboy defensive end Sam Williams and Lucky Whitehead, the turn it up king, it says.
Lucky Whitehead.
Whitehead.
Last time I saw Lucky, he had no shoes on, no shirt. It was about 15 degrees, and he was late for that game. Remember when Garrett
had a big night there? Wasn't he live in it on Instagram?
Live, crashed his car.
Yeah. Garrett didn't know about it.
Man, that sounds. Oh, man. That cruise does sound horrible, though. Let me party with the triplets, you know?
Yeah.
Where's Aikman? I don't need to go hang out with Lucky Whitehead. I definitely don't need to pay extra money to get a Sam Williams autograph, you know?
Yeah.
That's rough. I need legends. Put Randy White, Drew Pearson on that boat, Dez Bryant. Now you're talking about this might be cool.
Yeah, that would get it done.
Yeah.
If you told me I got to hang out with the Playmaker on a cruise.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the best cruise ever.
Yeah, Bucket I'm hanging list. Out with the Playmaker for sure. Just to get the residuals. Oh, my gosh. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe this weekend. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
That is right. It is Friday night here. Rangers, Astros, Silver Boot Series Friday. All weekend long. Let me get this PSA in there just one more time. If you are on your way to the yard this weekend, 30 is going to be closed west of the ballpark between Fielder Road and East Chase Parkway starting tonight at 9 and through Monday at 6 a.m. for bridge repair work. So be on the lookout for that, plan accordingly. We got a proper round tripper coming up next, Wolchuk.
Yep, let's do it. Are the Astros cheating again? And how good is the Rangers? I think you're always cheaters. That's next in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.